Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the Wide Nine. The football season dwindles towards its end, but the Wide Nine's still going strong. And strong is the word I'd use to describe our host, Tom Milliken.
Ah, not anymore. Getting old.
Oh, stop. You're still younger than me and Stoney.
That's right.
I always will be.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm allowed to get old.
No, as long as you're younger than me, you're young. That's right. How I keep myself young.
Okay. So Kyler Murray won the Heisman on Saturday night. Most think he's played his last football game of his life as he will pursue baseball with the Oakland A's. However, Murray himself has yet to rule it out, even though his agent said he's playing baseball. Would you want the Lions to draft Murray with a late-round pick, even if he chooses baseball?
I don't believe he's played his last football game. I really don't. I think the pull of football, sorry, his last football game, the pull of football is too strong. So I have a feeling he's going to play. But no, I would not want the Lions to draft him because I don't want this whole second chance thing. And the guy I think of is Drew Henson. Drew Henson went and played baseball, tried it, didn't succeed at it, then said, okay, I'll go back to football. That didn't work so well either.
First of all, I think he's going to play football in the playoff, so he hasn't played his last football
game.
Well,
come on.
I know. I wouldn't. I have no problem.
We're gonna start picking apart Stoney with all the mistakes he makes, man. Let's fire it up. It's on today.
Why would this day be different than any other day?
Yeah, well, there's plenty we let go.
All right. I would take him with a seventh-round pick. Who cares about a seventh-round pick? It's worth a shot.
You know, you picked Drew Henson. What about, there's some good examples of guys playing two sports that have done it well, and people have shied away from doing that. In my childhood, I loved it when Dion and Bo did it.
Oh, yeah, but that's a bygone era, don't you think? I just don't think that's doable anymore.
And it's quarterback, too.
With the year-round expectations they have and the contracts.
Give it a shot. Come on. Thrill us.
Seventh-round pick.
I'd love it, too, but I just don't see it happening.
All right, Jim Harbaugh shot down NFL rumors Saturday night. Now, he didn't do it Sunday night, Stoney, so I want to make sure what level we're on here.
Okay.
Do you think the Harbaugh rumors potentially cost them recruit Daxton Hill, who flipped to Alabama on Saturday night?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think the fact that Alabama is Alabama swayed him.
Next morning, he comes out and goes to Adam Schefter and defiantly says he's returning to Michigan, he's not going to the NFL. You think that's coincidence?
That might not be coincidence on Harbaugh's part, but if I've been reading that his family was sporting some Alabama gear up until right around the Ohio State game, I think the fact that he figures he can win a national championship has more to do with it than Chris Carter's rumors.
I mean, look, who knows, right? I mean, what goes into these kids' decisions and their families' decisions? Only they know why. Harbaugh is always going to carry this around with him. That's just going to be the knock on him always. He's going to the NFL. He's going to the NFL. He's going to the NFL. I'm sure they try to do the same thing to Saban. It's you try everything. And I don't know. Is it possible? It's absolutely possible, yes.
All right, rumors have persisted all season that this may be John Harbaugh's last season in Baltimore. What would be the perfect job for John Harbaugh if he is done with the Ravens?
I think John Harbaugh would bring some strong base, solid kind of coaching charisma to the Cleveland Browns. If I were the Browns, I would hire John Harbaugh. The Packers are obviously another very attractive job, but I don't see the whole Aaron Rodgers, John Harbaugh thing working. That's not the kind of team John Harbaugh runs. And I know Baker Mayfield's a bit of a wild card as well, but he's a younger player, and I think Harbaugh could mold him very well.
I wrote down two teams, and one was the Browns. He knows the division, obviously, because he's coaching it, which would be a plus as well. The other might be a surprise. I think it takes a special person to be able to succeed in New York. I think if Todd Bowles gets fired, he's got a young quarterback with Sam Darnold. I think John Harbaugh and the Jets, they have a pretty good defense. I think he'd fit in well there.
What about Tampa?
Tampa would work, too. Look, I love John Harbaugh. Yes. I think he'll succeed anywhere he goes. If I'm the Ravens, I'm keeping him, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot may depend. I don't know. He may be gone, period, even if they do make the playoffs. Yeah. It just seems like it's time. There's been a lot of chatter that Matthew Stafford does not like Matt Patricia. If that is true, can the Lions ever have consistent success as long as the two remain married?
No, they can't, but it has nothing to do whether they like each other or not. It's just I don't think Stafford's good enough anymore. Patricia hasn't proven anything, so the two of them together, whether they love each other or not, I don't think it would make a difference.
They can be successful, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm kind of agreeing with Stoney and disagreeing with him at the same time. Liking each other is so irrelevant. It really is. I mean, Patricia's the boss, and Stafford's the employee. A lot of successful boss-employee relationships have gone off just fine when they don't get along.
Well, you've seen it, I think, with Brady and Belichick at times.
Yeah, I don't think they're best of friends.
But I think Brady respects Belichick.
Absolutely.
And I don't think, based on some things that I've heard, that Matthew Stafford respects Matt Patricia.
Well, the key is the offensive coordinator. They got to get an offensive coordinator who Stafford can work with, who can work with Stafford, and that guy can be the buffer between Stafford and Patricia.
All right, my favorite Wide Nine segment of the day today. 3 years from now, Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia, and Matthew Stafford will be blank.
Quinn and Patricia will be working for the Detroit Lions. Stafford will be playing for the Dallas Cowboys.
Bob Quinn will be a scouting job somewhere in the National Football League. Matt Patricia will be the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Patriots.
And Matthew Stafford will be a quarterback somewhere in the league, maybe Dallas.
He'll still be in Detroit getting a free pass. All right. Former Lions tight end Eric Ebron sent the Colts franchise record for touchdowns by a tight end surpassing the great Dallas Clark. I mean, Clark was money with Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Was cutting Ebron a mistake?
No, it was not, because the difference is, unfortunately, Andrew Luck is better than Matthew Stafford. The problem was not replacing Eric Ebron with a tight end who can provide some sort of threat vertically. It wasn't necessarily Ebron himself.
Of course it's a mistake. How can it not be a mistake? I mean, look at the production he put up. If you have talent, it's up to the coaching staff and the organization to manifest that talent, get that talent out. You don't go, oh, he's a pain in the butt, send him somewhere else, and then watch him shine. And it's not like the Raiders, who traded Amari Cooper for a number one. They just cut Eric Ebron. The Colts got him for nothing. So did you see Michael Roberts drop all those passes the other day?
I mean, yes.
It's not like they were great passes by Stafford, but still.
But the point is, they could have gotten other – I mean, they obviously felt they had a need. They went after Gronkowski.
I know. Well, why not keep – I mean
– Again, it doesn't make any sense that you would pursue – what is now the second best probably tight end in football. I think Kelsey's the best at this point. And then you don't fill that void at all with anything.
Right.
If you philosophically, offensively think you need the second best tight end in football to do what you want to do, and then you just don't replace that spot at all.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
I know that.
Where's the accountability on that? Of course he doesn't. I mean, Quinn doesn't talk to anybody, so we'll never know.
No.
But seriously, I need that answer. I need that answer.
Yeah.
All right. The Saints averaged 38.8 points in their first 10 games. Last three games, they're only getting 23 a game. And Drew Brees has just 499 yards passing in the last three games. What the heck is wrong with Brees and the Saints?
I think this stat is a little bit inflated or deflated, whatever the right word is, because of that Thursday night game against the Cowboys. The Cowboys have a great defense, and that was a Thursday nighter, and I think those games can be kind of wonky sometimes in terms of the numbers.
Well, the Saints have played the previous Thursday, though. They played Thanksgiving
night. Well, that's
true,
too. So I stand corrected on that. I think they need to get back to Kamara. I do feel like he's the guy, and I almost feel like there's too many weapons on this team, and they're trying to get so many guys involved that they're neglecting the two best guys, who are Kamara and Thomas.
I think Sean Payton, you bring a good point, tries to sometimes prove he's smarter than he actually is. However, I don't think there's anything really wrong with the Saints. Have you been watching what's going on with the Rams? A lot of games, as we get into December, some played in cold weather. Things happen. The offenses, except for Kansas City, it seems, are not as prolific as they have been earlier in the season.
Well, with the Saints bashing, they still are the number one seed right now in the NFC.
And they're 2-1 in the last three games.
Right, yeah. I know, but Breeze, that yardage total is alarming to me. All right, the Rams are 11-2, and the Chargers are 10-3. Are you prepared to see an all-LA Super Bowl? What would be the pros and cons?
I think I'm prepared for it. The pros would be you have two really good teams. I'd love to see Phillip Rivers in the Super Bowl. I wouldn't mind seeing Ndamukong Suh in the Super Bowl either for S's and G's. The cons, if there is any, is, you know, the fan bases, especially the Rams. They're so pseudo fans.
Well, that's just it. I'm not a big fan of LA in general. They have not embraced the NFL. I mean, the Chargers games are still embarrassing, even though they're playing in a soccer stadium. But I'd love to see the validation of Phillip Rivers, who's a longtime pro, the pro's pro. You know, to see him get the validation of winning the AFC would be awesome.
Would there be a parade?
Yeah, and where would it be?
They should do it in San Diego if the Chargers
won. That would never happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Of these three division leaders, who has the best chance to surprise us all, make the Super Bowl? The Bears, the Cowboys, or the Texans?
I'm going with the team that has the best overall unit of the three, which I think will take them further in the playoffs. I'm going to say the Bears of those three over the Cowboys and the Texans. I still think the Cowboys are doing it a little bit smoke and mirrors. I mean, yes, they're playing better, but I don't trust Dak. I don't trust Trubisky either, but I think the Bears' defense is good enough, and some of the supporting parts on the Bears' offense are good enough. So I'm taking the Bears.
I think the Cowboys, I think they're getting better and better. Granted, some of the teams they've played, with, except for the Saints, like the Eagles' defense is bad, the Falcons' defense is bad, but I think they're the more complete of the teams because their defense is really good. When you got Zeke, Cooper's doing terrific, and Dak's doing enough where he's not killing them.
I think the I'm not a Texans supporter at all, but they have the DNA to kind of just get in and get hot because of the pass rushers with Watt and Clowney, mm-hmm. and then make the one big play to Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for them, man.
So I have the Bears, really good, you have the Cowboys, and you have the Texans. We're split all three across.
I just think the Rams and Saints are so good that it's got to be an AFC team.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
I think the Chiefs are showing cracks.
Their defense is very shaky.
Yep.
Watch out for the Patriots. No, I'm just kidding. There it is. The Wide Nine. Jamie and Stoney, 97-1 the ticket.